Well, joining me now from our Kendal studio is the Chief Executive Officer of GlaxoSmithKline, Sir Andrew Whitty. Sir Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You had a choice of sites. Here, we had Scotland, there was Barnard Castle, but you went for Ulverston. I mean, we're pleased, but why Ulverston?
First of all, we've got a great history here. We've been here since 1948. Fantastic workforce who've really done everything we've ever asked them to do in just a brilliant way. We've got the space to expand, and we've got the technical skills here, which we think are the kind of the hub of what we need to start up the new facility. So it all really came together. Great support from the local community, local MP John Woodcock, the council, all came together into a very competitive bid, kept it in Britain, and then kept it in Cumbria.
All sorts of figures being bandied about this morning about jobs and the amount of money that's going to be coming to the Cumbrian economy because of this. Can you just clarify the figures for us this morning?
Well, I would. So what's going to happen? Work will start pretty quickly, actually, to clear space, start to go through the detailed planning. So you're going to start to see activity quite quickly. But the main spades in the ground, the main construction will start in 2014-15. It will take about 6 years to construct the facility. These are extraordinarily complex facilities. It takes 6 years to build. We'll probably have about 500 to 600 construction jobs on the site during that period. And then when it's up and running, we'll start to hire permanent employees a couple of years before the plant comes on stream. That number, around 500. So you'll start to see that permanent job count go up. And hopefully we'll be up and running and batches coming out 6 years after we put the first shovel in the ground.
Is this GlaxoSmithKline telling the people of Cumbria you're here and you're staying here for the long term?
Absolutely. I can tell you, when this plant opens, I will be very disappointed if it's not still running 50 years from now. These plants are extremely long, sticky investments, if I can put it that way. We don't open and close these plants every 20 minutes. These things get built and they stay. And that's why we took a bit of time to make sure we put it in the right place. And we're convinced we've made the right decision.
This will only bring the number of jobs back to the levels they once were at the factory, though, won't it?
It will. And I think that's exactly why I've had a real commitment that wherever we built this plant, it would be in a town where we'd been for a long time. Because what companies have to do is we have to expand and contract with the demand and the change in pressures on us around the world. And Ulverston has been through the ups and downs of that contraction. Now, the workforce and the community have been brilliant supporters of the company. So when we have the chance to grow again, the first thing we should do is look for ways to reinvest back in the communities, which is why the four centres we looked to invest in were all four historic GSK towns. We really want to stick with the community. We can't promise that we will always expand because we don't know what the world will do to us. But when we can, we are going to put money back into the communities who went up and down with us in the past. And Ulverston is an absolutely brilliant example of that. And I'm thrilled that we're able to essentially come through with something for the people of the town who stuck with us through all the way through since 1948, the good years, the bad years, and now the good years again.
Well, we've heard already this morning that the South Lincoln District Council played a major part in helping to bring you to Ulverston, to convince you Ulverston was the right place to come. Are you expecting major concessions from the council to keep the number of workers here? I'm thinking of likes of rates relief, planning law changes, that sort of thing.
I mean, the most important thing I'm hoping we'll get, and I'm sure we will get, is just pragmatic engagement from the council. We all know we have to work within the rules and the regulations. What's important is we make quick, clear decisions. So the worst thing any business has to deal with is uncertainty and slow decision making. So the only thing I'm asking for is that we get great engagement support. Tell us what the rules are. Tell us what we need to do and make quick decisions. That's really the most important thing. And obviously, you know, we'll engage very actively with the council. We know this is a very major opportunity for the council. It's a major thing for GSK, and we want this to be right first time, successful first time.